The Zondo Commission of Inquiry into state capture is set to resume tomorrow, but according to former President Jacob Zuma's legal counsel, he will only continue his testimony if the commission sticks to the rules. But former MP Ben Turok says his testimony thus far discredits him. He joins us on the line now with his views. Thanks so much, Ben, for your time this evening. So right at the top, you're saying that Zuma's testimony before the Zondo Commission has done him less favor, more harm. Take us through that thinking.
Yes, well, let me first say that in my knowledge, in my experience with Zuma in Parliament, he was a man of considerable charm and very shrewd. That's the person I knew in Parliament. He was not educated, but nevertheless, those are the qualities he had, and he had a considerable presence. The man I saw in the dock is not like that. His charm has left him, his shrewdness has left him, and I didn't feel he had much presence. So it seems that we have a rather diminished man.
More than just being out of character, Ben, how is his testimony different from those who have presented before him? Because, you know, this has become somewhat of a he said, she said game.
No, I don't think it's that. I think that there are people who have presented their experiences and they are under oath. And they have detailed the circumstances in which they had this experience. So it wasn't just saying things. It was actually recounting. It was evidence. Whereas what we're getting from Zuma is not evidence. What we're getting is pleas of ignorance. I didn't know, etc., etc. And he's clearly at bay. He can't answer.
And in that position, what he has done, Ben, is launched attack. How vulnerable is he, in your view, as a result of attacking senior party leaders?
Well, I don't know about being vulnerable, but except insofar as he's exposed himself as a person who's done something which is quite unacceptable. You know, for a member of the ANC and a long-standing member, and a former president who appointed Siphiwe Nyanza as minister and Ramaphosa, to now come and say that he appointed spies, really, it doesn't make sense. So, you know, he was head of intelligence. He must have known about these people. He must have known their record. Why was it that as president he appointed them as ministerial posts and knowing what he knew? So we just can't believe him.
Absolutely.
It can't be true.
Well, that's one of the big questions, of course, that's still out there. Do you think that this has all now escalated beyond just public opinion and that he's been discredited within ANC circles themselves to the extent that it weans away loyalty from him, you know, those that were sitting in his camp, more so towards the Ramaphosa fray?
You know, it's quite remarkable that for quite a long time, Zuma was able to get the loyalty and commitment of a large number of people in the ANC. Even when we knew about Shabir Sheikh and all the corruption and his mistresses and girlfriends, you know, I remember talking to somebody about a meeting that he was supposed to attend in Natal, in KwaZulu-Natal. And they said Zuma didn't pitch. But when they left the meeting, they found he was parked outside a girlfriend's house. So, you know, he had a bad record about those sorts of things. But despite that, people thought that he was a man of great charm and, as I said, very shrewd. Now he stands naked. He really stands naked. Not willing to remember, not willing to concede, not willing to debate, and really withdrawing, and I think that his credibility certainly has suffered a lot. And I have been a critic of Zuma for some years. I left Parliament because I didn't want to be there with him. I left 4 years ago. I could have gone back. I didn't want to.
Looking at action of a different kind, Ben, do you see a whole new can of worms being opened on the back of this as senior party leaders who do have intricate knowledge of his past indiscretions actually coming forward?
No, I don't think so, and I wouldn't welcome that. I don't think we should go in for tit for tat. I think he's exposed himself, and we must let him expose himself. I don't think we need to have a counter campaign, denials, and so on. After all, Ramaklodi and Sipiwe have both denied, and it's up to the public now to believe who to believe.
Yeah.
Here is a man at bay. He's covering up. He's going to go to jail, and he doesn't want to go to jail. He said so, that he's doing everything he can to not go to jail. Well, when a man is about to go to jail, he's going to use every trick in the book, and that's what he's doing.
Ben, taking this discussion more broad-based now in terms of implications for South Africa moving forward, do you see this working to benefit the new administration and its New Dawn agenda?
No, I don't think so. I think this is harmful. I think it's ugly, and I think that it portrays the ANC in a bad light, and I find it distressing. But it has to happen, and it has happened, and nobody can put the genie back in the bottle, and we now have to face it. And what people who are of integrity must do is now stand together for the truth. And we have to say that Zuma does not stand for the truth, and he and his gang must be exposed and isolated. And that's the only solution.
Well, of course, we've got the commission having another year to complete its work. Ben, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, former MP Ben Turok.